Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, hey, what's going on? Sorry about the little minute delay, but I had to get my devices together. I'm so glad to be here again on another episode. I'm your favorite host, Ms. Sage Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. If you are new to the show, welcome. Again, I'm your host, LaSage Renee. This is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia. I air 11 p.m. sharp, Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to everyone that is listening. Shout out to the listeners that's been listening. Shout out to the people that's been contributing to the podcast. I love y'all so very much. Please take the time to click my link in my bio. Check out all my websites, especially the ones that contribute to the podcast. It's been an amazing journey with y'all so far, and I appreciate y'all so much. Let's just get right to it. I'm so happy to be here tonight, y'all. I got some great topics, but I want to switch up things a little bit. I definitely want to give or take the time to have a moment of silence for a good friend of mine that passed away. I'll talk more about it in the upcoming show. And I'll tell you a little brief summary about her. She was an awesome person. I've known her since high school. Great athlete, great mom, great friend. I've always known her to be the mama of the team. We was all athletes. We played basketball together. I got some really bad news that she passed away Saturday, or the upcoming weekend, I just said, passed. And definitely did something to me because this is someone I knew, someone I spent years around, even in high school. And then we talked recently over, social media and just vibing, catching up on what we got going on with the kids and stuff like that. So without further ado, I want to take a moment of silence and just show some good, silent love for my friend Jamie House. We're going to miss you, kid. There are a lot of amazing memories that we had, and I just want to take this moment to take this opportunity to just thank you for being who you are, and you become an even beautiful angel over your family and a protective. So let's take this moment to just be silent and give thanks and send our condolences to the family. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. And I just want to send my condolences to anybody that has lost their mind in these past few months. I just want to shed some light on anybody, even the ones I don't talk to, the ones I do talk to, family, friends, neighbors. I was just telling my dad today, like, life is too short. I don't really hope about this. Despite ups and downs I had with people in this situation, like, I don't hate people. I don't take the time to go out my way or deeply go out my way to hurt people. And just because of stuff like that, I always try to reflect on the things I do. And I always say, if I've ever done something wrong, forgive me. Because I'm either learning or was learning, or, I just had my, I was going through my enterprises. But, it's not about me. I just want to put light on that because at the end of the day, life is too short to be upset and mad at people, because you never know when you're going to last talk to them. So, this is not one of the topics. I just hear this from my heart, and I'm like, why does it take that for us to see that? Well, that's a good question, but at the end of the day, that's life. Death is life, death is death. But that does help you reflect on the things that you've gone through with people. And everybody ain't going to think about that. Everybody ain't going to have that heart, but I know I do. So I say love and light for those who, you know, are going through it, those that have gone through it, and those that, you know, got, you know, stuff over their head about certain people. You know, let it go. Leave it alone, let it go. Even if you moved on, you know, put your chin up. And just always walk with love, regardless of the situation. You never want to keep that over your head, you know. But, again, I wish the best for every anybody. So let's jump into the first topic. Let's talk about growth. That's growth, you know, just growing and looking at things in another light and just being better. You know, at the end of the day, we all got to be better because think of it this way. We don't get judged. We get judged by people enough, but judgment don't really come from us. Like, we can judge all we want, but at the end of the day, what you do on earth will reflect when you do. I mean, what will come down on you in death. So keep that in mind. You know, some people just don't care how to treat people. But growth is really, growth is growth. Like, you don't, growth is knowing down to, growth is expressing yourself and just, it's not just you being a bigger person all the time with people. Sometimes growth is just actually allowing people to just let them be. Let them be in their own skin, you know, just not trying to fight for you, they don't want to be fought for you no more, or, you know, trying to be a helping hand, or, you know, a good friend or a good sister, brother, whatever you want to call it. Some people don't deserve that, so you kind of have to grow within yourself, step away from that equation. That's growth. Following your purpose, you know, living your true self, your authentic self, and loving you. That's growth. Growth don't always have to be about other people. It could be just about you. So grow in the process. Grow for yourself. And then those things that you deserve in the world definitely come to you. Parental guidance. Like, how has being a parent been to you? We have a lot of young parents out here that don't know the way. So if you're listening, you know someone that is a parent and doesn't have much advice or support, I just want to send my love and light out there because it's hard. I be coming across a lot of young kids pushing babies, but you know what? Around my time when I was a first-time parent, I was in my 20s, but I feel like I've seen kids younger than me that had kids and they have the guidance, so there are resources out there. There are, like, sisterhood groups, mother, young mother groups. Just take the time to research and look for those type of programs if you're not getting it at home. For our parents that are, you know, I'm living with these young parents, our kids that are parents, you know, give them a break. You know, I'm not saying a lot of them to do as they please, but, you know, you got to remember, they don't even know how to be an adult. So now they have to rush that process to be an adult to a kid that they probably didn't even plan to have. And then sometimes our parents were in the same cycle. So it looks like we all have to come together to some type of common sense, you know, common sense and common sometimes. But when you take a step back and you reflect on the picture itself, the bigger picture, you'll kind of understand why a lot of these young parents do what they do. Not that I condone it, but I say if you're not ready to be a parent, don't be a parent. You know, despite what the situation is, have a voice, tell people no, and live for yourself. But if you are a parent at a young age, or you're just a parent and you need help, turn to someone that you can count on. You know, they're not putting the responsibility on them, but just needing that guidance and that support. You know, turn to someone that has great, you know, interest in you becoming a better mom, father. Take care of your responsibilities. You know, don't always blame and leave that responsibility on others, because at the end of the day, if that person is not there to support you, they're not going to support you in the long run. You know, you have to do for yourself and do for your child. So always try to make it the best positive experience and seek help if you need it. Speaking of health, let's talk about therapy. Why is it important to invest in therapy? Mental health is important right now. We are one of the most popular, main populations in our culture that shy away from being mentally ill. I remember at a time when toxicity was a comfortable thing with me, and I realized that it's not healthy. It's not a positive atmosphere. You don't get respected. You don't respect yourself. You're not realizing this stuff until something really detrimental happens to you or severe, and you feel ugly inside and out. And then you're attracting these toxic people as well. So when you feel like you come to a point where you're at a roadblock and these things are surfacing, that means you need to change. Therapy is therapeutic. It's holistic. It's commutative. It's expressive. It's understanding. It's allowing you to be true, to live in your truth, to step in your truth, to be authentic. It allows you to shed trauma, to open up about trauma, to heal. This outlet is a resource that can definitely open up so many doors for you because you haven't had the opportunity to release these things. And I always say choose a therapist wisely. You want someone that's transparent. You don't want you want to do your research. You want to see their background. You want to hear their... And I know sometimes people are like, that don't mean nothing. It does. It means a lot. Just research and look up all the information. And when you feel it, pray on it. Pray that God will see you, the right therapist. Or, you know, go with your gut. Be intuitive about these decisions. And follow through. Investment in the future for you and your family. I'm hoping that the next episode I can get an investor on the phone or on the line. So anyone that's listening that knows an investor, someone that's in the investment game, and can give people out there some qualified tips and guidance on how to start investing in their future for them and their children or family, please feel free to inbox me or DM me at prettypoetic_LJ or Latisha Renee. But investment, I'm going to share this briefly with you. It's just future plans, long-term, and something that you guys definitely should look into. Stocks, bonds, right now, currency is a big thing right now. Crypto, like Bitcoin, Litecoin. There are many of these currencies in the world right now or in digital. Excuse me. In the digital world right now, and we need to get up on it. So that's my in and out with the houses, opening a business. There's so many things you can do to invest in your future. So definitely research if you know someone that is in that area or line of work. Definitely put them in your circle and take heed to every and anything that knowledge that they may have for you, because it's definitely vital right now. Triggers that trigger you. Some tips on how to remove those negative vibes. Triggers can be small, can be very big. I realized that triggers are things that we may not even realize our triggers. I'm trying to think of an example. Yesterday, a conversation, you know, like, all right, so just for an example, you're sitting in a room and you're with a friend, a colleague, and you're on the phone talking to someone and they mention something that just hit a nerve for you. It may not even have nothing to do with you, but that's something of a sort of a trigger. It's just something that mentally struck a nerve, causing your emotions to rile up. Feel that type of sensation. It sends a very low vibration to the mind. You take a moment and you're like, why did that affect me so much? that's because you haven't attacked that trigger or healed from it yet. So now that you realize what a trigger is or what triggers you, you should definitely write it down. Ask yourself, why did it trigger you, and where did the trigger come from? Where did it start from? A lot of times it's from childhood. And, you know, our culture don't shy away from these resources because, one, we don't really understand or listen to these devices, or we don't know that these things are actually things that we deal with mentally, and we suppress. So, excuse me, I'm so tired. So when a trigger is recognized, you definitely want to take heed to it and attack it in a way where you want it to go away. So, or you want to deal with it instead of shying away from it or allowing it to grow into a bigger trigger. So these things can definitely be important to you. Maneuver it, go around the situation in your mind, breathe. There are techniques in breathing. Breathing is a great technique. People think, oh, breathing causes certain, I can't think of the name, but it releases frequencies to where it brings you to a calmer state. So breathing is a great technique in, again, coming down and tapping into your inner self, like, why is this bothering me so much? Taking that time for self, even if you have to walk away to the bathroom, breathe. Whatever method you feel that needs to do to bring yourself back at a positive vibration, do so. And continue to do it consistently, daily, because then you will build the aura where those triggers will no longer affect you. I repeat, you constantly deal with these triggers, and then your approach, you come to approach them, this is some ways you can maneuver those things. It won't even affect you. I heard something today, and I didn't even react, because it's like, you got to be bigger than the problem. You really do got to be bigger than it. Because if you don't, some things need to be approached. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. Like, it's not for you to allow people to cause these triggers to be, just for it to be a constant thing where you have to be triggered. But certain triggers aren't meant for a reaction for you to deal with. So definitely use these maneuver techniques to remove those negative vibes and turn them into a positive one. If you would like to become a host, a co-host, or you want to be interviewed, or you just want to be a guest on the show, you want to share some information or inspire conversations on your future success with others, or you're some type of boss, CEO, you run your company, or you're a therapist, any type of line of work that's going to help put a light into the world, spark something to put in, make a better change in the world, then please email me, DM me, inbox me. You can click my link. I have my many websites up there, and you can get in touch with me through all the social media contacts. And we can definitely set up something. I know I have a special guest coming up soon, but I'll wait until I confirm it. But on that line, this is something that is an opportunity for you to approach, take heed to, or be a part of. So if you want to subscribe to becoming become a part of the Rose Gold Magnolia Tribe, you can click the link. If you're interested in bringing in my website, Bring Me Coffee, actually it's Bring Me Tea now. The actual link is Bring Me Coffee, but my link is Bring Me Tea. and you can choose your donation price. It's greatly appreciated. It's contributions. I'm trying to raise money towards the podcast and for other things that I can help to contribute to what's needed in the community. So if you want to be a part of that, and I mean that wholeheartedly, if I raise enough money, it will help. I will send those proceeds to a program or foundation that I find near dear that needs the monetary gift. They will get 100% of the proceeds. So, and then you will be shot out for that. If you do send it and you want it just for that foundation or that towards that contribution for that foundation, or, you know, you could do that as well. So I have no problem with doing that as well. I know some people ask, like, hey, you know, especially with the prior episode, they were really interested in contributing to Nigeria. So, you know, you have to follow the link. You have to contact me, and then I'll make sure my power is to get those proceeds to the right program or foundation. Because people need help, you know. At the end of the day, we all need help. We all have our struggles. Nobody's perfect. I'm damn sure far near from perfect. You know, we all out here pushing our dreams and goals, and we're trying to be consistent with it. There's a shift going on. And, you know, I see wonderful people, transformation, and it's a beautiful thing. I commend y'all, and I'm proud of y'all. If you ain't here today, you're going to hear from me. I'm proud of y'all. Big up to y'all. Salute. There's just so much going on in the world. Just try to remain calm, stay grounded, stay firm in your decision, be true, be authentic, approach situations differently to where it won't disturb your peace, and stay in your peace, keep your peace, take your peace back, take your power back. People ridicule, humiliate, and try to embarrass people all day long because they ain't got nothing to do with their life. They feel that's something to be proud of. But look at you, being a bigger person, being a beautiful person. You know, some people that I used to claim dope ain't even that dope no more. Sometimes you see people for who they really are. You know, we don't have our dope moments. I'm going to tell you that. But some things I just have to reflect and like, dang, I'm really a better person. I really was a better person. I just need to touch upon something. And the next person will say, dang, you know, I wasn't being a dope individual. Maybe I do need to switch up on things so I can be better for my next person. You know what I'm saying? So then it's not shade anyone, just speaking in general. It's just certain things and certain people, certain jobs, certain areas, it wasn't that dope. They weren't that fly. They weren't that happy. But that's okay, man. I'm not belittling nobody. I'm just being honest. Like, we all have our moments, but to continue those moments to be, to not be a better person. You know, that, I mean, everybody has their own path, everybody has their own journey. But just be better. Be better for those people. Be better for your job, you know. Grow up. Be a grown adult. You know, we all have our childlike ways, and that's beautiful. Sometimes when I say childlike ways, I mean like going out, have fun, enjoying, like be a kid, laugh, play around a little bit. You know, it's okay for that. But the things people be doing as childlike, and that goes back to saying life is too short. It is. Like sitting over there being the mad Grinch. That's how you like it. I love it. But, you know, I see some beautiful people around, people that be supporting other people and people that be shining light on them. That's beautiful. You can't do nothing but be proud of that, because our people, we always come in at each other enough. So it's good to transform that, change that, and see other people open the doors for us to walk through. They're paving the way, and we just stand to pass them by, take those opportunities. Sometimes I always stop and say, God, like, if I missed the opportunity, let it come back to me. If it was best for me, and it came back to me, and I'm like, this is for me. Like, what do you want me to do next, God? How do you want me to transfer this into a bigger situation for me? you know, talk to God, talk to Him, talk to your ancestors, talk to your angels. They're always with us, you know. The universe is awesome and always connected to us. Everything works in divine timing, so be patient. If you're out there, you're single, you're dying for a relationship, relate yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself more than enough. Beyond you can imagine. And all that will come back to you. So sometimes I'm like, dang, bro, I'm so single. Hey, maybe there's a lot that I need to do. You know, I gotta be patient. Like, well, I don't want to die alone. You're by yourself now, so no, sir. Everybody's entitled to love, so I'll chill some light. I hope you all find love. I got about 3 minutes on the clock. It's been real, y'all. Love y'all. Always a pleasure. Again, you know, catch me another PM sharp Eastern Standard Time every other day. I try to go on as much as I can. Look, listen, we're gonna get this right. We're gonna get this right. Everything's all good over here. I send love and light to all y'all. I just, again, send my condolences to Mrs. Hawkins' family. Tonight's show was epic. Support, support, support the artists and musicians. Any and everybody that you share their narrative to and, you know, hold your heart. You got their heart in your hand and you love them. And support the promoters, the marketers, the brand ambassadors, the 9-to-5ers, the businesses, all of them. Support, support, support. Love on each other. Support one another. Work together. Build and grow. You know, at the end of the day, let's grow. Let's live life. Let's enjoy life. Because life is very, very short. I catch y'all at another time, another day. But for now, y'all stay safe. It's always a pleasure. It's always love. Again, click that link if you want to become a subscriber to the show, you want to donate, or you want to be a guest, a co-host, you want to be interviewed, or you want to just call up here and talk with me, or you want to shout somebody out. You can do all that. The guest call is 516-418-5869. Again, the guest calling number, you can write this number down because the guest calling number stays the same. It's 516-418-5869. Shout out to Nigeria. Shout out to Haiti. Shout out to Haiti, man. There's a lot going on out there. If you got family, friends out there, I send my prayers to them. I hope they can rebuild and, you know, y'all shed some light and love over there and check on them, support them in this untimely manner and unfortunate events. But, you know, God is God. And, you know, we just ask Him to shed His blood over there, you know, good vibes, good vibrations, and to protect the people and to help with poverty, help with the government, just trying to take over a lot of things and help the people build and get stronger. And, you know, y'all hold it down, y'all take care of one another, y'all unite. So I love y'all. It's been real late. It's always late. It was always great with the girl. I'm your host, Latisha Renee. This is Rose Gold Magnolia. I love y'all. Y'all stay safe. Blessings.